Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
3-1 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
And strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager!
Here's your host, Gary Hill.
Well, that wasn't the plan this weekend. Mariners swept aside by the Oakland A's over the weekend. We'll talk about it a little bit coming up. Welcome to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Thanks for being here. So, a tough subject with the sweep, but don't worry, we have some things to cheer you up here as Bullpen Banter is back, and it's a good one. Charlie Furbush will sit down with his new bullpen mate, Mike Montgomery. So that comes up in a few minutes. There was a spectacular scene the first game of the series, opening night at home. Ken Griffey Jr. throwing out the first pitch to Felix Hernandez. We'll hear the description, and then you'll hear a conversation between Rick Riz and Ken Griffey Jr. during play-by-play. So I'll just play the whole half inning because it's worth it. For the conversation, Ken Griffey Jr. talking about what it was like throwing out the first pitch, and of course, Hall of Fame coming up as well. But that was a spectacular scene, a great night, and watching Griffey throw it to Felix Hernandez was pretty awesome. The week that was will also come up as well, so that should be fun. But it was a tough weekend, especially offensively for the M's. They did have a couple of firsts over the weekend.
Here's the windup and the pitch to Iannetta. Swing and a drive deep into the gap in left center field. Going. Goodbye, baseball. Chris Iannetta with his first home run in the Mariner uniform gets the Mariners on the board here in the bottom half of the second. It's now the A's 2 and the Mariners 1. Chris Iannetta jumping on Rich Hill's first pitch. Holy smokes, what a shot out by the landing. In left center field, Chris Iannetta, home run number one. The 1-0 pitch to Lee, swing and a high fly ball deep into center field. Burns going back to the warning track, to the wall, leaps up. Goodbye, baseball! Dae-Ho Lee with his first major league home run. Holy smokes, and the Mariners get on the board here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 47,000 plus on their feet. Dae-Ho Lee touches home, and it's now the A's 2 and the Mariners 1. Welcome to Seattle, Dae-Ho Lee.
So Dae-Ho Lee hits his first major league home run. Chris Iannetta hits his first home run as a Mariner. Both losses, though, for the M's as they go down in the first two games of the series. The home opener, they lose 3-2, one-run loss, and then 6-1 on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Felix Hernandez, the first Kings Court in session of the year. And Felix did not disappoint. He was sensational.
And the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. He strikes out Fegley, and the King strikes out the side here in the top half of the fourth inning. 8 strikeouts for Felix Hernandez, and that's it for the A's in the fourth. Holy smokes. Felix takes a sign. King's Court's ready. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. 10 strikeouts for King Felix against the A's. Who else would it be?
And what a way to cap off a fantastic afternoon here in Seattle. The King has baffled the A's once again.
Just a fantastic day for Felix Hernandez. He hurls 7 innings of 3-hit ball, no runs, 2 walks, 10 punch outs, and he does it all on 99 pitches. He was sensational. He has dominated the A's down through the years, and he did it once again. He's really, his changeup was dancing. It was spinning. His velocity up from his previous start, 90, 91 miles per hour, and just handcuffs the A's offense completely. I mean, he was really working it. Felix against the A's now 22-8 in his career with a 2.58 ERA, 272 strikeouts and 41 starts against Oakland in his career. 10 strikeouts for the King, now 2,158. He's just 4 away from Randy Johnson for the club record of 2,162 as Felix continues to write history. He left with a lead, with the bullpen could not hold it. Joaquin Benoit not available in the 8th inning. Peralta comes on in the 8th, gives up the tying home run. And then to the 10th inning, a solo home run by Coco Crisp off of Vincent. And that would be the ball game, 2-1. Mariners lose 2 one-run games in the 3-game series, and they're swept aside by the Oakland A's. Very tough series for the M's, despite Felix Hernandez being outstanding once again. And here's what Felix had to say after the ball game.
Looked like they were working those counts early. How did you manage that pitch count and your efficiency as the game went on?
Well, I was that inning, I think I threw 29 pitches, but I was just missing a lot of spot. But after that, I get my control back. I mean, I was in the song. I was on a strike song. This time I swing early, and then I get the quick outs.
How much of it is getting a feel for the changeup at this point in the season?
Changeup was good today. I mean, I had a better command than the last time, and curve was good. Had a good fastball, you know, located both sides of the plate, and it worked today.
Did things change after that strikeout of Vogt with the bases loaded? I mean, that was a battle, but it looked like it came easier after that.
Yeah, it came easier after that. I mean, both have my numbers, I think it is, and just got to make good pitches and just get out of that inning. And after that, I was just throwing a strike and getting outs.
So that was Felix after the game. Here's what Scott Servais, the skipper, had to say after being swept by the A's.
You know, we got to get better. You know, we're just not getting it done at that point.
I think Felix was at 99 pitches after 7. Was there any thought to send him back out there?
Yeah, we discussed it. You know, we kind of had where he was at going into the game pitch-wise. I didn't know if he'd have enough to get through the next inning. So I thought at that point probably best to go with somebody else. He had a great outing today. Can't say enough about the way he competed and finished off hitters. Really good outing for Felix.
Did he ask to pitch or was he tired?
What's that? No, we had a plan going in. We talked about it, and I think we all agreed that was the best direction to go at that time.
Are you a little bit more cautious in that area earlier in the season to kind of make sure?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a long season ahead of us, but again, you know, Felix was top of his game today. It was fun to watch. Again, the biggest thing, you know, he really finishes hitters. You know, he goes and gets them and you know, threw the ball very, very well.
And really, the Oakland A's bullpen was a big story in this one. I think 11 2/3 scoreless for the 3-game series. They kind of repeat what the Mariners were able to do against the Texas Rangers when the pen went 9 innings of 1-hit ball without giving up a run. Mariners bullpen didn't perform badly, but Mariners offense just could not get going in this 3-game series. Night and day difference between the series against the Texas Rangers, where the Mariners' offense went crazy, piling up runs in the 3-game series. And now the Mariners will face Texas for 3. Coming up, the final 3 games of the homestand against the Texas Rangers. And here's how it sets up for the Mariners against Texas. Tonight, 7:10, first pitch from Safeco Field. Hisashi Iwakuma will take the ball against Colby Lewis. And then game 2 of the series on Tuesday at 7:10, Wade Miley will take the ball. Derek Holland, the lefty, will go for the Rangers. And then Wednesday, day baseball, 12:40 first pitch, Taiwan Walker will go against A.J. Griffin. And then on Thursday, a day off, a travel day to New York as the Mariners start a road trip over the weekend. So 3 games against the Rangers, Mariners taking 2 out of 3 against Texas when they met last. to open up the season, and we'll try and get back on track, especially offensively against Texas. And Texas getting some pretty terrible news yesterday. Shin-Soo Chu going to the DL. He's going to be out for a while. Could be 4 to 6 weeks with a strained calf. And then their catcher, starting catcher, Robinson Torinos, is going to be out for some time. Fractured forearm. He could be gone for a while. So really bad news for the Texas Rangers on the injury front. They suffered through some of that last year, but a big reason they made their charge last year was Chu, who just got absolutely blazing hot in the second half. So we'll see if Texas can do it again. I mean, they managed to survive some pretty vital injuries last year in the first half and surged in the second half and took the division, made the playoffs. Can they do that again? We'll see, but it should be a very interesting three-game series, especially for the Mariners. They're trying to get back to it after losing 3 to the Oakland A's. So now that you're ready for the next three games, let's lift our spirits a little bit. How about bullpen banter? That always does it. Here's Charlie Furbush with Mike Montgomery.
Bullpen banter's back. Hey, we're back again with another edition of Bullpen Banter. Charlie Furbush here. Starting off the 2016 edition of Bullpen Banter with my special guest, fellow lefty down in the pen, Mike Montgomery. How we doing, Mike?
Oh, we're doing great, Charlie. Doing great.
Oh, it's good to have you here. It's good to be back for all the people that are in Seattle here listening. Let's just get right into it. I want to know, how good of a golfer are you?
It depends who you ask. I'd say I'm pretty good. You've seen me golf. It's up and down.
Yeah, so. I think I saw you play one of the best rounds of your life, actually, with me.
You did, so yeah. You would say I'm good. Other people, such as Taiwan, yeah. He's seen me play my worst golf. So
yeah, that's all right. So who you pulling for in the Masters here?
I'm probably going to have to go Jason Day because we got a fantasy golf team with some family, and we drafted him as our number one guy, so we got to pull for him.
The Aussie.
He is Australian.
Where did you spend your off season this past winter?
Southern California.
All right, that's good. That's a pretty big area. Can we give the fans a little more specific town or city?
Valencia, California, where I was born and raised. And my parents are still there and got a bunch of friends and family out there still. So it was very enjoyable.
Yesterday was your first opening day. First home opening day.
Yes.
Yeah. First home opener. That's what I meant by that. Tell me about it. I mean, was it roaring or what?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
What was the pin like? I know I'm not down there right now. I'm going to be back soon. I want to know what went down. Fans, were they interacting with us? What were they doing? Anything fun happen?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not the same without you there.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was insane. We had, we almost had a fight going on. Didn't really know what from, but a lot of fans yelling, screaming. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, and I didn't notice it. You got to show the entire 47,000 fans your brand new pink backpack.
Yes, I'm pretty proud to be one of the backpack wearers this year.
Yeah, it's a special thing. There's a lot of good things go into it, but we're not going to reveal the goodies that go into that thing. That's you got to earn the right to know what's in there. Give me your favorite team growing up besides? Oh, I guess maybe give me basketball, baseball, football.
Go. Okay. Lakers, Falcons, Braves.
Falcons?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Raiders guy.
No, not a Raiders guy. That's there on the list.
And Braves. I mean, growing up in Southern California, was it just – you didn't have much TV. TBS? Is that the only
– Well, you had the TBS, but my dad's from there. My whole family, from his side's out there, and we would go out there at least once a year.
So no Southern accent either?
I got a little Southern accent when I go down there.
Yeah.
And, I start talking like them people from the South. Comes out a little bit.
All right. Well, what's one of your top favorite restaurants here in Seattle that you've been here?
Well,
obviously Jack's Grill. I get it. But, besides Jack's Grill.
Besides Jack's Grill, obviously. I went to a place called Salty's in West Seattle. Yes. Very recently. I was a big fan of that. I actually went there for brunch. Afternoon brunch. Yeah. I really enjoyed that. And I will say, I went to the Space Needle restaurant for the first time. Didn't go last year. And, obviously it's a Space Needle. It's a little more touristy. you know, I was a big fan of that. I enjoyed
it. Yeah, I actually went there the other night myself and had a grand old dinner.
Yeah, it was a grand old time.
Grand old time. All right. If you could be one type of dog breed, what dog breed are you going to pick?
I got to go German Shepherd.
All right. Is there one specific reason behind the German Shepherd? Did you grow up with one?
No. I would just like to own a German Shepherd because I think they're kind of cool. But
yeah, they are smart. So
they're very smart. They're
just like you. I would take it.
Not really. So that's why I would need the dog to. You know.
You need a dog to help you along the way. Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Well, I'm a French Bulldog owner myself, so. Yeah, little Otis is the man.
Yeah, I'm a fan of those as well. Oh, nice. I'm gonna have to see yours. You're gonna have to bring it by sometime.
Yeah, I'll bring him in. We're gonna have a Bark in the Park day, and he'll be in there, chilling, making friends with everybody. You got a favorite player growing up, baseball wise?
Yeah, I had a couple Braves players like Chipper Jones, probably my favorite position player. Probably Tom Glavine. You know, he was a lefty. I was a lefty. You know, as a kid, you're like, oh man, I want to be like that guy one day. So I'd say those two. I mean, obviously, I was a fan of, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. and Edgar Martinez and really just all the great, you know, players during that time period. You know, but I'd say just because I was really a fan of that team.
You know, I'm a big fan of going to the movies. And I want to know if you could be a superhero, what is one superpower you would like to inherit?
Super strength like the Hulk.
All right.
Yeah, have that kind of strength.
It'd be kind of dangerous.
It would be very dangerous, and, you know, that's a good
thing. You throw a baseball like that?
Oh, he probably throws like 200 miles an hour.
You probably want to be a hitter, dude. You can probably hit it out of Safeco easy. That's going to be our first edition of the 2016 Bullpen Banter, and we're back. Mike, thanks for being on the show. I hope you enjoyed it, and
thanks for having me, Charlie.
Absolutely. Way to kick it off. It's going to be awesome. Here we go, and that's it. We'll see you guys next week.
And if that didn't do it for you, this should. Ken Griffey Jr., it was spectacular, the home opener, throwing out the first pitch to Felix Hernandez. A great moment, crowd acknowledging Griffey and standing ovation and everything else. What a fun summer this is going to be. The countdown to Cooperstown and then going into the Hall of Fame. What a fun summer. But Griffey was on hand, throwing out the first pitch. First, here is the description from Rick Riz. And then Griffey came on for half an inning and had a fun conversation with him as well. And then we'll wrap things up with the week that was that follows.
Ken Griffey Jr. has just been announced before the sellout crowd. He's walking along the red carpet across the first baseline out to the mound where Ken Griffey Jr. will throw out tonight's ceremonial first pitch. Jr. coming up with the Mariners as a 19-year-old kid back in 1989. Waves to the crowd. Listen to this thundering ovation. For the Hall of Famer, Ken Griffey Jr. will be going into Cooperstown, New York at the Hall of Fame on July the 24th. How appropriate. Jr. ready to throw the ceremonial first pitch to the King, Felix Hernandez. And here it is, and it's a strike. Ken Griffey Jr. with the first pitch. He forms the K of Felix with his body. When Felix formed that same contortion when he threw the perfect game in 2012. Against the Tampa Bay Rays, Ken Griffey Jr. with a hug from Felix. You got a couple of kings out there on the field right now. Ken Griffey Jr., a handshake to Felix Hernandez Jr. walking off the field on the third base side. Listen to this crowd. Jr. getting into the crowd, getting into the music, waving to everybody. The biggest sports hero this city has ever seen, the greatest player to ever put on a Seattle Mariners uniform. He goes into the Hall of Fame with the highest vote total in the history of the Hall of Fame battling. 99.3% of the votes, more than anybody, the highest voting total of any Hall of Famer. Jr. going in, as we mentioned, on July the 24th. What a career. Ken Griffey Jr., 630 career home runs, and most of those in a Mariners uniform. 13 years in Seattle. He spent 9 seasons in the town he grew up with, the Cincinnati Reds, but we call him our own, the kid, Ken Griffey Jr. Well, our Red Hook score, it's the Mariners nothing and the A's nothing as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Danny Valencia to lead things off. And the man of the hour, Ken Griffey Jr., has joined us up here in the booth. Just got a standing ovation as they took a shot of Jr. up here in the radio booth between innings. Great to have you here, Jr. What a night. Here's the pitch on the way to Danny Valencia from Taiwan Walker, a strike, 0-1. I got to ask you, what was it like throwing out the ceremonial first pitch, buddy?
Well, it was a little weird throwing it to a pitcher, but, you know, most people know I'm really superstitious, so I felt that Mr. Walker needed to be the first guy to touch the rubber, so I wanted to grab the ball and came to the front. But it was fun. I mean, you know, I gave a little celebration for Phoenix.
Yeah, I saw the K.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
You got to have some fun with it, but it was awesome. It was pretty good.
Well, Felix is the king, but you're the king of fun.
Nah, he's fun too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking about dyeing my hair blonde, but Mama wouldn't like that.
I don't think Melissa would go for that.
Nah.
2-1, the count on Danny Valencia. Here's the next pitch. Swung on, ground ball up the middle. Marte way to his left. Can't get to it. A base hit to center field, and Valencia gets aboard here in the fourth, visiting with Ken Griffey Jr. And the man on the mound for the Oakland A's, Eric Sirkamp Jr., is also from your high school,
yeah,
Cincinnati Moeller.
Moeller grad. You know, I hope that we can get to him.
Now, you were telling me before the ball game that you got a win
and a save
as a pitcher and a save.
Yep.
Tell me about the win.
It was against my high school that I would have went to if I would have gone in that area, which is Lakota High School. And I got a save against Princeton High School. And
here's Stephen Boat. Pops one up left side near the A's dugout. Chris Iannetta is there, and he makes the catch. So Chris Iannetta, fine catch right by skipper Bob Melvin of the Oakland A's. One on and one away for the A's here in the top half of the fourth inning. Were you, what, 16, 17 years old? Senior?
16. Throwing gas.
16, throwing gas. How hard did you throw?
About 75.
75. That's gas back then. Bringing it.
No, I threw a little harder than that, but I had a blast. I mean, I think I topped out at like 93.
That's awesome, buddy. Visiting with Ken Griffey Jr. Here's Chris Davis. Now, you had quite an honor not that long ago at the Daytona 500. Which was more fun? Throwing out the first pitch here?
Throwing out the first pitch on opening day at your home ballpark.
Can't beat it.
Can't beat it. I enjoyed Daytona 500. Don't get me wrong, but it's nothing like opening day at home.
What a thrill.
You don't sleep. You know, it's the longest, shortest day in baseball.
Yeah.
Because you are up early in the morning and you're getting ready and all of a sudden the game's here and you're like, that was it? But it's the greatest day in baseball. It's the greatest day in sports. I think, you know, for football, I mean, the Masters is going on.
Right.
But, you know, you have 40,000 plus people here watching baseball. I think that says it all.
And they were so honored to see you walk out on the field before the ball game, a swing and a miss by Chris Davis. The count goes to 2-1 to throw that pitch. You had so many memorable home openers. I'm going to go back to 1989. We start off the season on the road in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
You got your first hit, first at bat off of Dave Stewart, the double into the gap. Swing and a ground ball, foul on the third base side. Now the Mariners come home and playing the Chicago White Sox, and Eric King is on the mound. Tell me about your first at bat and your first home opener in 1989 as a 19-year-old kid.
Well, my mom never saw the home run. She was too busy talking in the stands and had her back turned.
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, moms always want to make sure that their babies are okay, and they were just asking, a couple of the wives were asking about, you know, me. And
here's a swing. Fly ball down the right field side. It's going to drop in. A base hit for Davis around second. Heading for third is Valencia. So here come the A's one more time. They've got runners on at first and third with one out.
So she just, you know, usually I'm not a first pitch swinger. And that time I was like, here we go.
Let's go.
First pitch. At,
opposite field.
Yeah, but during high school, one of the scouting reports was, does he ever pull the ball? Because I just hit the ball the other way because nobody pitched me in. The hardest thing was I had to learn how to pull the ball in the big leagues because everybody pitched me away, and I just was able to hit it away.
And you did. Their very first home run, number one of 630 home runs. Here is Chris Coughlin, and he takes low and outside for ball one. What do you recall as you were rounding the bases after you hit that home run at the Kingdom?
Don't mess up.
Touch them all.
Touch them all. Don't mess up. Down. Don't fall down. Don't embarrass yourself. And it's a dream come true to hit a home run in the big leagues. You know, you think about it as a kid, you know, I'm home running the All-Star game, World Series, you know, the Joe Carter in the World Series.
Win it all.
In your first home run.
Yeah.
And all the people who called my dad to congratulate me, because at that time I didn't have a cell phone.
A lot of people didn't.
Yeah. So I thought I was the man when I got a beeper like halfway through the year.
Yeah.
So what was it? 1-800-SKY-PAGE? But it was just, you know, it was one of those things that, yeah, you never touch the ground. You're on cloud nine.
Here's a swing and a line drive off the glove of Dejo Lee at first. Gets behind him for a hit. Here comes Valencia to score from third, and the A's have taken a 1-0 lead. Down to second goes Chris Davis. Coughlin hit a shot over to Dejo Lee, reached up, and it hit off his glove. So one run in, 1-0 Oakland, and now they've got runners on at first and second with one away. And that'll bring up first baseman Yonder Alonso visiting with Ken Griffey Jr., throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. And it was great to see your buddies Jay Buhner, Dave Valley, Dan Wilson. Of course, Mike Glauer's working on the TV side, all here to spend some time with you today.
Yeah, these guys are my brothers. I mean,
yeah,
we've grown up together. You know, the families have bonded over the years. Oh, you know, yeah, everybody knows what's going on. You know, the emails that go back and forth, who's getting doing what, who's getting married, who's, you know, this is great because, you know, they're all close. I mean, I know that Taryn always, you know, sends Chase emails and texts. Well, Texas, you know, upset that he went to, like, Rome and she couldn't go.
Like brother and sister.
Yeah, I was like, hey, yeah, we can't go to Rome. I'm like, and he's like, yeah. I was like, when are we coming? So he's like, I'll make an itinerary. We can go. I'm like, perfect.
Wow. Well, you guys are close. Here is Yonder Alonso. The count, one ball and one strike. Walker looking for a ground ball. The pitch swung on. Ground ball through the wide open left side. Backhanded by Pate. A jump, one hop throw to first, and it's in time to get Alonso. Holy smokes. What a play by young shortstop Ketel Marte, who was on the other side of second, had to range way to his right to the shortstop side of the bag to backhand the ball. The jump throw to first on a hop to Lee in time to get Alonso for the second out on the play. Davis will get the third, and Coughlin will get the second. So two on and two outs with one run in, 1-0 Oakland. And Junior, how about that play?
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, you know, anytime that you can range that far to your right and make a throw like that, you're going to be all right.
Huge second out, and here is shortstop Marcus Semien visiting with the kid, Ken Griffey Jr. A pitch on the way, and it's a strike on Semien, and the count is 0-1. Besides that home opener in 1989, Junior, what other home openers stand out in your mind? There's got to be so many.
Well, just the first one. You know, the first one's all opening day is such a special day. And you know, just as much as it's special for the city, it's really special for the guy. Being in the locker room,
yeah,
you know, all the hard work is done, spring training, all the just the agonizing things that we do in spring training.
Yeah.
I mean, people
that
think
behind you.
Yeah, people think that spring training is fun. No, spring training is not fun. You know, even though that, like, you know, the bus rides are 35 minutes, it's still not fun.
Yeah.
You know, playing baseball in front of your home crowd, that's fun.
Yeah.
You know, spring training, it still work because you're not really playing nine innings. You're not playing a complete game. You're still getting work done after the game, you know, after you're done. So you can play four innings, and then you're going in the cage. You're getting your running in. You're doing this. You're doing that.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to season, you're like, yes.
This is it. Here.
It is here. I think we're more excited about opening day than the fans.
I tell you what, you were. You were excited every time you put on your uniform. Thank goodness you did it for 13 years in a Mariners uniform, Junior. It was great to see you come back to wind down your career here. And 630 career home runs. You're already thinking about Cooperstown, New York quite a bit, or what you might say?
No. Like, I've got some some friends that want to write my speech, and they will not be writing my speech.
No. You do it right from your heart, like you did here a couple
right,
of years ago.
But my friends are like crazy.
And they what did they want you to say, the song?
They want me to start off with like a little Prince, Dearly Beloved, we have gathered here today. Then go to a little Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, and then end it with something else. Huh? They were like, but you got to have theme music. You got to have some music playing while you're talking to get the crowd into it. I'm like, wow. I said, you only got 14 minutes. I can't play, you know, all the songs that I'm thinking. They're like, no.
Let's Get It On.
Yeah. I'm like, what are y'all thinking? Heard it through the grapevine. I mean,
love Motown. 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Taiwan Walker strikes out Marcus Semien, and that will retire the side. The A's get a run out of it. And do you have to go to the TV side?
I have no idea.
Well, if you do, thank you so much, and hopefully you can stick around for another half inning. But, Junior, it was wonderful seeing you throw out that ceremonial first pitch. We love you, son.
Love you, too.
All right. Thank you. Ken Griffey Jr. A's get a run. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Our score, the A's 1 and the Mariners nothing.
This is the week that was.
A look back on highlights and events of the Mariners' past week.
On Mariners Magazine. Welcome back, baseball. Welcome back.
The 0-2 to Moreland. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball in the dirt. Knocking it down. Iannetta, the throw to first. In time. Strike three. And that will retire the side. Felix Hernandez with his first strikeout of the 2016 season. He gets out of a jam here in the bottom of the first. Fastball. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right field. Going. Goodbye, baseball. Robbie Cano with his first swing of the 2016 season. A line shot in to the lower deck in right field. The pitch swung on, high fly ball, deep right field. Going. Goodbye, baseball, upper deck. Robinson Cano greets Tom Wilhelmsen into the ball game with a shot way out of here to right field. Already his second home run of the season.
Not a bad start. It's pretty good. So, I mean, he's special. You know, it's been pretty fun watching him. He's healthy. I mean, he wasn't really healthy last year. He didn't talk about it, he didn't share it, but I mean, you can see the way his body's working, how explosive he is. I mean, he looks really good.
The 1-1 pitch, swing and a fly ball deep into the gap in right center field. Chu going back to the warning track, to the wall, looks up, goodbye baseball, he does it again. 3 days in a row to start the year. Robinson Cano with another home run, his third of the season. The pitch to Cano, swing and a drive into the gap, deep right center field. Going back, Desmond looking up, goodbye baseball. Holy smokes, Cano, don't you know, does it again. His second home run of the ball game. His fourth home run of this opening three-game series.
Serious. I mean, not only because the way I ended up swinging the bat, but the ways we ended up coming back, especially on that game, and be able to win the series.
Here is Chris Iannetta. He's 1-for-2 on the night with a run batted in. The pitch is inside, and it hits Iannetta, and Iannetta having some words with Wilhelmsen, walking up that first base line. Iannetta not too happy, hit by a pitch from Tom Wilhelmsen. And now the Mariners out of their dugout. Scott Service yelling a few things out to Bannister. And now Service pointing at Bannister. Bannister pointing at Scott Service. And now Service walking toward home plate is held back by the home plate umpire, Marvin Hudson.
The guy was bad, you know. You know, in a situation that we need him, he's there. He step up, and it was nice to.
Here is Luis Sardinia swinging, sends a high fly ball deep into left field. Desmond going back to the warning track, to the wall, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Holy smokes, Luis Sardinia with a home run to straightaway left field with Iannetta aboard. And it's now the Mariners 10 and the Rangers 2. Luis Sardinia jumping on the first pitch. Holy smokes, and there is the first Major League home run for Luis Sardinia. The pitch swung on, broken bat, ground ball out to Cano. He's got it over to second one. The relay to first, and it's in time for the double play. And this ball game is over. The Mariners win it,
10-2 over the Texas Rangers, their first win of the 2016 season. And the Mariners hand Scott Servais his very first win as a major league skipper.
Shaking hands with the guys and coming off the field and when I got into the clubhouse. And then it was also Luis Sardinas' first career home run. So they kind of took care of Luis and myself at the same time. But it's nice. You know, the guys have started to pull together. And again, like I've said, I'm way okay with showing emotion.
3-2 on the way. Swinging a line shot right past Tolleson into center field. Here comes Marte on the score. Martin rounding third, heading home. The throw to the plate, not in time. Martin scores standing up. Marte scores in front of him. Kyle Seager with a two-run single. And the Mariners now lead the Rangers 7-5. Would you believe it? Here in the top of the ninth inning. What an at-bat for Kyle.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the player with the highest percentage of Hall of Fame votes in the history of baseball. The first player inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame as a Seattle Mariner, number 24, Ken Griffey Jr.
Excited. I mean, you know, anytime it's opening day, I mean, you know, a player, former player, it's still, you know,
the 1-0 pitch to Lee. Swing and a high fly ball deep into center field. Burns going back to the warning track. To the wall. Leaps up. Goodbye, baseball. Dae-Ho Lee with his first major league home run. Holy smokes. And the Mariners get on the board here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 47,000 plus on their feet. Dae-Ho Lee touches home, and it's now the A's 2 and the Mariners 1. Welcome to Seattle, Dae-Ho Lee.